Hey, so we got to the last five lines of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara had been going back and forth between two different concepts of Heter Mitzdaif Le'Isser and the source of Tam Kikker, Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, the different sources for it, the word Mishras. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the word Mishras was teaching us the concept of Heter Mitzdaif Le'Isser, and Rabbanan used the word Mishras to teach them the source of Tam Kikker. So the Gemara now makes an interesting equation. The Gemara says, again, last five lines of Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Le Rav Acha Bered Rav Avya, Le Rav Ashi, Midirabanon Nishma Le Rabbi Akiva. We could deduce something from Rabbanon and apply it to Rabbi Akiva. How so? Milo Amar Rabbanon Mishras Litein Tam Kikker. That Rabbanon used the word Mishras by the Nazir to teach us if there's Tam, it's Kikker. So just like Mishras Litein Tam Kikker, Mikanata Don Lecha Isum Sheba Torah, the Rabban used this pasuk to teach us about Tam Kikker throughout the entire Torah. So along the same lines, Rabbi Kiva Nami, Mishras Leheter Mitzarf Leisser, Rabbi Kiva, who uses Mishras for a different halacha, namely of Heter Mitzarf Leisser, he should also say Mikanata Don Lecha Isum Sheba Torah Kula. It should apply across the board. In other words, whatever limud you're learning from the word Mishras, it should apply across the board. Rabbanan and apply their din across the board, and Rabbi Kiva also should apply the din across the board. So the din of Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser, learned from the word Mishras, should apply across the board according to Rabbi Kiva. But why does Rabbi Kiva say Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser is only by the case of Nazir? Remember, we started off the other day, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom, we said that this is a special din that Ein Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser Chutz Miyayin. Why is it only by Nazir? Why only by Nazir? Why not everywhere else? So that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Amrle, going on to Daf Memhei, Amrle, Mishum Dehave Nazir, V'chat Deshnei Ksuvim Habam Ke'echad. V'eim Lamdim, we know there's a cloud throughout all of Shas, that when the Torah uses two different sources for the same idea, why is it needed for both? Because it only taught one source. Okay, we could say, just like here, everywhere else. But the fact that it taught two different places, the same exact halacha, must be only these two places, nowhere else. So where are the two places? Nazir V'chatas. Nazir teaches us the din of Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser, and we're going to learn Chatas also, but the carbon Chatas is also a concept of a Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser. So Gemara goes through, two lines down in Memhei. Nazir, had the Amrin, we learned the word Mishras taught by Nazir, that Heter is Mitzarif Le'Isser. That we know, had the Amrin. Chatas Mahi, where do you find Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser by the carbon Chatas? Disani, the Raisa teaches us, Kol HaShayiga Bivsara, Yikdash, anything that touches the basar kachim will take on the same din of the kachim. So if chulin touches the basar kachim, or maybe even two different karbanos, you have a chatas and a shalim that they touch each other, so all the different restrictions are going to apply from whatever absorbs the taste. So the Gemara says again, yeah, kol asher yigah b'basara yikdash, anything that touches the basar kachim, it itself becomes kadosh yachal afilu lo bala. One might think, if the two items, the two meats touch but don't absorb, that would also have the same restriction. Tamalomar bivsara. Bivsara means ad sheyivla bebasar yikdash, until it absorbs. They have to combine with each other to a certain extent. So that's the source of kachim. The Gemara goes on to say, liyos kamo, that item, the chulin, which touches the kachim, or the chathas that touches the shlamim, or vice versa, if the initial source of the karbanos is that which is pasal, shimsula hitipasa, it's going to pasal the item that's absorbing the flavors. Vim ksheira, if it's a kasher item, a kasher karbam, he tochal kechamer shabai. You have to take on all the stringencies. In other words, if my chulin touches the chatas, I have to now eat the chulin as if it's a chatas with all the restrictions. I only have a day, I have a night to eat it, I need to burn the leftovers. But we see the concept of you combine them together. And the Gemara says, this is another source for heter mitzarif le'isser. So we have it by the nazir case, we have it by the case of chatas, and sheikh suvim abam kechad, eim lamdim. And for that reason, we don't apply this throughout Kol HaTorah Kul. Now Rabbanan respond back. Rabbanan, Nami, Nevi, Nazir, V'chatas, Shnei Ksuma, Bon Kechad, V'eim Elamtim. So they should also have the same din. They shouldn't apply their concept of Tam Kikker across the board, because Tam Kikker is by Nazir. And again, the concept of Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser is very similar to Tam Kikker. But here as well, we have the din of Chatas, that the Blios goes from the Kachim into the Chulim. That's in essence Tam Kikker. So why don't they also say, Shnei Ksuma Bam Ke'echad Ein Malamdim? So the Gemara says, Mitzrich Tzricha, you need both sources. We'll see why both Sukkim are necessary, both by Chatas and by Nazir. And therefore, the only time we say, Shnei Ksuma Bam Ke'echad Ein Malamdim, is if one of them is not necessary. It's only there extra to teach me, only here, nowhere else. But if you need both sources, one without the other wouldn't be sufficient, then it's considered really like one big source, and you would apply it across the board. So Rabbanan say, you need both the source of Nazir, and you need the source of Chatas, and since they're both needed, it can apply Kol Tera Kula. So we're going to get back where the Tzichuses are in just a second. Rabbi Kiva says back, you don't need both of them. You don't need a Chatas, you don't need a Nazir. One of them is superfluous. And the reason why it's superfluous is to tell me that it only applies here, nowhere else. So that's Rabbi Kiva's statement. Rabbi Kiva, my Tzichi, what's the Tzichus? Why do you need both Chatas and Nazir? Bishma, I understand, Ik Kasir Rachman and Bechatas, had we only learned the din of a Heter Mitzayif L'Isser, by the carbon chatas of the pasuk kol asher yigab b'vsar yikdash. Okay, lo gamer nazir mina, you cannot have learned nazir from the lachas of chatas because we have a klal chulin mekadshim lo gamer. We are not allowed to learn a halacha of chulin from a halacha of kadshim. So had we had the source by chatas, we could not have extended it to nazir. So you would need a second source by nazir. But the flip side says Rabbi Kiva, ella lichta rachmana b'nazir, teach the halacha of hetem mitzayif l'isra, as we know from the pasuk mishras. And you don't need to teach me with Teise Chatas v'tigmar mino. And then learn, derive Chatas from the Lach of Nazir. Deha kol yisurim shebetorah kagamir minazir. In general, Nazir actually serves as a very interesting model for other halachas. The Gemara in Chulin tells us, we learn the concept of bitul b'shishim from Nazir, another halacha. So just like we learn bitul b'shishim from Nazir everywhere else, so too we should have no problem learning the Lach of Heter and Tzav Leser from Nazir and apply it across the board. Why then does a pasuk have a second halacha by Chatas, must be to tell me, Shnei Ksuma Bom Kechad, Ein Malamdim. Now that's the understanding of Rabbi Kiva. Chatas is not needed as a source, it's only brought in as a source to tell me only by Nazir and Chatas, but nowhere else. Rabbanan's response back is that no, you actually do need a source both by Nazir and by Chatas, which means it is able to be learned and applied across the board. Rabbanan Amri Lecha, they say, Mitzvah Shtrichi, you need both the Chatas source and you need the Nazir source. Chatas leheter mitzayif l'iser. So you learn two different halachas. That a chatas, we learn that a heter is mitzayif l'iser when the chulin is a mavliya from the kachim, and chulin mikachim lo gamer. You can't learn chulin from kachim just because it's true by chatas doesn't mean it's true by other cases. So you can't learn from kachim. Umishras litain tam ki'ikr, and mishras is teaching a different halacha of tam ki'ikr. Right? They're not teaching the same halacha. Rabbanan say again that we learn from the Chatas, the halacha of het mitzayif l'iser, and we learn from Mishras, the concept of tam kikr, two different halachas, and therefore they're both needed. Umikan atadon l'chol Torah kula, and therefore Rabbanan say you can apply Mishras, tam kikr, across the board. Well, Rabbi Kiva says Mishras cannot be taught across the board. Rabbi Kiva says, no, tervayu l'heter mitzayif l'iser. Both halachas of Chatas and of Mishras are teaching us the halacha of heter mitzayif l'iser. Rabban say Mishras is teaching me tam kikr. Rabban say no. Rabbi Kiva says no, it's not. Mishras is teaching me also heter mitzayif l'iser. And since they're both teaching the same halacha, says Rabbi Kiva, havelu shnei ksum abam kechad, v'chol shnei ksum abam kechad, ein malam. A bit of a tricky gemara. So now the gemara says last few lines before the Mishnah, amalei Rav Ashi the Rav Kana, elahad the Tani, the Brisa which teaches us mekol asher yasa begefen ayayin michartanim vadzag. In other words, if a person has any part of a grape, whether it's the seed, whether it's the peel, all that can be combined to a kazayas of a nazir violating the isser of drinking or eating wine and grapes. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hashta, the Rabbi Kiva, isser v'heter mitzdarfin, isser v'isser mibay. If it's really true that Rabbi Kiva holds the concept that heter is mitzdarf l'isser, that's the chiddush. So if heter is mitzdarf l'isser, certainly isser v'isser mitzdarf. I mean, what's the need for this drash here? If I could take bread and wine to mitzdarf to an isser, certainly wine and wine, grapes and grapes, seeds and peels, of course, why is that a needed drasha? So Gemara says, amrelei isser v'heter b'vasachas. Isser v'isser b'zachazeh. There's a chiluk. When it comes to heter mitzarif l'iser, it's only true if you eat them b'vasachas. If you remember what Rashi was emphasizing back in Mem Gimel Beis, he kept on saying b'vasachas, that's this Gemara. That you have to eat the bread and wine at the same exact time. If you have a half a second split, bread then wine, or wine then bread, it doesn't work. It has to be mamash b'vasachas. When it comes to iser and iser, the seeds of the grapes and the peels of the grapes, that can be even zeachazer. Now, what exactly the shear is, I'm not sure. It doesn't say here. I imagine tochte dibor, but it does not have to be bevas achas when it comes to iser v'iser. So there is an added chiddush when it comes to this pasuk of mikolasher yasa migefen ayayin v'chartanim v'ad zad. Okay, that was a bit of a tricky part of the Gemara. It gets a bit trickier now. The next, the rest of the daf pretty much is very, very technical. It's very textual, but hopefully we'll do the best we can. The concepts aren't hard. It's just like the different permutations. Okay, the mission begins. Batzek shebesidkei areva. If you have some dough that's stuck in the cracks of a bowl, right? They used to knead their dough in a bowl. So you have some dough stuck in the cracks, wedged in. So the Mishnah says, im yesh kazayis b'makom echad. If there's a kazayis of dough wedged in one of the cracks, then chayv levar. You have to burn it. There's a kazayis of bread there. You need to burn it before Pesach. Vim lav. If there is not a kazayis, there's less than a kazayis in any of the cracks, batel. B'miuto, we say it's bitel, and there is no requirement to burn it. V'chein lin and tuma. So too with respect to tuma. That imakbir alav, if there's a chametz there and it bothers you, it's chotis, it's a chatzitza, and you have to get rid of it. We'll address this tomorrow. Bim rotza bikuma, if you want to keep it there, it's good to kind of cover the crack. Sometimes it's good to have the thing stuck there. This way nothing else falls in there. So you let the dough stay there. It makes it smooth, the bowl. And that imrotza bikuma, if you want to keep it there, harehi hui kareva, it's part of the bowl itself and does not serve as a chatzitza if you want to put it in the mikvah. Okay, the second half of the mishnah, the seifa, we're going to wait until tomorrow. The first half is our focus. That again, the Mishnah says that if there's a kazayis of dough in one area, you need to burn it. If there's less than a kazayis of dough, you don't have to burn it. Now this is where it gets tricky, because we're going to have two ikad amris of making a qualification on that first half of the Mishnah. So first half of the Mishnah made one chiluk. The Gemara is going to make another chiluk, but there's going to be an ikad amri of how that chiluk really goes. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela b'makom she'en asurin l'chazik. This is only true if it's in a place where it's not there to be mechazik, it's not there to smoothen out or to strengthen the bowl, it's just there, that's where there's a chilek. When it's not in a makom of chazik, so then it's a difference between kazayis, pachas, mekazayis. Aval, b'makom, she'asun, lechazik, but a place where it's there to kind of strengthen the bowl, to seal the bowl up, to make it smooth, to make them a little bit better bowl, then enochai levar, you don't have to burn it at all. So the Gemara's medah, so that's the din. So the Gemara's medayik michlal, it implies the bepachas mekazayis. If there's less than a kazayis, afilu b'makom she'ein asui lechazik einu chay levar. So if it's in a crack that you don't really need the dough there, it's not there to be mechazik the bowl. Then if it's less than a kazayis, you can keep it. More than a kazayis, you have to burn it. But if it's in a makom that is a lechazik there to strengthen the bowl, stam, you want to leave it there as part of the bowl, then even more than a kazayis would be acceptable. So this chiluk again between pachos and more is only where it's not in a makom lechazik. That's the first ikadamer. Ikadamasni la seifa. Others teach us on the seifa, where the mishnah, the seifa, not of tuma, but the seifa of the reisha, where the reisha had said im lav batel b'miuta. The mishnah had begun if it's less than a kazayis. If there's no kazayis, it's batel. That din that we say bitel, that there's no requirement. Here the way the gemara says amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel lo shanu el b'makom asur lechazik. It's only true that pachos mikazayis, there's no chiv if it's in a place that's ma'asu l'chazik, where it's there to kind of strengthen, to smoothen the bowl. Aval b'makom she'ein asu l'chazik, if it's a place where it's not really part of the bowl, then chay levar, you have to burn it. Mechlal de kazayis afi b'makom asu l'chazik chay levar, implying even if it's a kazayis, even it's makom of asu l'chazik, you have to burn it. So what comes out from this understanding of the Mishnah is if it's ain makom lechazik, they have to burn it across the board, no matter what the size is. If it's makom lechazik, so then less than a kazayis you keep, more than a kazayis you burn. But again, the first mandamer, the first kedamri said that if it's makom lechazik, you'll have to keep it even if it is a kazayis. So it comes out, there's two steers here. There's one is, when it comes to kazayis, but makom lechazik, do you burn it or could you keep it? Number two is, pachos mekazayis, makom she'ein asu lechazik, could you keep it, or do you have to burn it? Hopefully that was clear. But there are many different permutations.
What's the smarter that you have to burn? In other words, it's not enough. What is it?
It's chametz in your possession. It's chametz.
But it's by law, but it's used to be mechazik.
See, if it's pachos, you're saying.
Right.
Pachos mechazayis. If it's lasui lechazik, that's part of my bowl, that's batel.
Right.
But if it's not asu lechazik, it's pachos mechazayis, it comes into a din of chati shir by the isa bayira. It's a big discussion. I didn't want to get involved, but it happened since you brought it up. Anyways, so it's a fascinating discussion because Rav Yosef Engel has a famous list of that, which is siag, which is a siag deraisa, where the Torah itself creates a siag offense. One example, he says Tosefa Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos, according to some, is a requirement deraisa. And one of the explanations is it's a buffer lest you violate Shabbos. So don't take Shabbos on at the moment. We can't tell exactly when Shabbos is. Take it a few minutes earlier. That's Tosefta Shabbos, and it's a siyag. So according to some, that's a din deraisa. That's a siyag that the Torah itself requires us to do. So he has a whole list of there. Two of the items he says actually is chatishir, because the Gemara says chatishir is also in the Gemara Numa, because chazi lets the rufe, because if you don't have a half a shir, you might have a full shir and really violate the isser. The second example he gave him is like 15 examples is bayirah bayimatzeh. According to some Rishonim, according to the Ran in the beginning of the Masechta, that the isser is related to eat chametz. But if you own chametz, it might lead you to eating chametz. So that itself is also siag deraisa. So now you have two siag deraisas come together. A chatishir of a bayirah bayimatzeh, it's a gzeira gzeira. Normally we say ain goes in gzeira gzeira when it comes to dine dirabanam. But these are two siyagim that are deraisa possibly, so perhaps you would say goes in gzeira gzeira by a siyag deraisa. So this becomes, as Andy's point, that the essence of the idea here is a chatishir of bayirah, that I'm owning less than a kezias of chametz. That's part of the calculation. But we get very lost in the technical. No, it's nice to add a little bit of the lum this year. Don't get caught up in the text here, but this is what the Gemara is talking about. So Gemara now is going to present the Tanya Kalishna Kama and the Tanya Kalishna Basar. The Brisa that supports each of these statements, and hopefully by reading the Brisa, it will may fortify these ideas. Tanya Kalishna Kama, like the first approach, Batzik Shebesitke Ha'areva, if you have dough stuck in the cracks of the bowl, B'makom Ha'asu L'chazek, if it's in a place where it's there to kind of be part of the bowl, Eino Chotit, Veino over, there's no chatita problem, there's no isser problem. However, makom she'einas l'chazik, it's not there for to be part of the bowl. It's chotet, vover, so you violate the isser. So when is this true? Ask the brisa, b'mad d'vam amurim, b'kazayis, when there's a sheer kazayis, this is all true, that makom she'einas l'chazik, there's a requirement, there's an isser. Aval b'pachas m'kazayis, if it's less than kazayis, afil b'makom she'einas l'chazik, eino chotet, Veino over. It's less than a kazayis, even though you don't want it to be part of the bowl, that's not subject to the issur. That's l'shakama, they're much more makel. They allow pachas mekazayis in makom sheino ha'asur l'chazik, and they also allow a kazayis if it's makom ha'asur l'chazik. The Tanya Kalisha Basra, the other brisa, which supports the second ikadami, batek shebisitke areva, if it's the dough that's stuck in the cracks of the bowl, b'makom ha'asur l'chazik, if it's in a place where it's supposed to be part of the bowl and remain there, so then eino chotet, Veino over, it's not going to be subject to the Isser. But makom shein asu l'chazek, if it's a place where it is not supposed to be part of the bowl, chotet v'over, b'med dvar amun, when it's true, b'pachas mekazayis, if it's less than a kazayis, you still have to get rid of it, even though it's makom shein asu l'chazek, you have to get rid of it, even though it's pachas mekazayis, this is a chumrah. About b'kazayis, if it's the size of a kazayis, afi b'makom asu l'chazek, even if it's a place where it's supposed to be part of the bowl, asu l'chazek, you have to get rid of it there, it's chotet v'over. So again, there are two different steers here. Brisa 1 said a kazayis, b'makom asu l'chazek, you could keep. Brisa 2 says you have to get rid of a kazayis, b'makom asu l'chazek. The second steer is, pachas kazayis, if it's a makom she'ein asu l'chazek, Brisa 1 says keep it, Brisa 2 says get rid of it. So Brisa 2 is machmir on both fronts, both the kazayis and the pachas mekazayis, and that's the steer. And the Gemara says, how do you deal with the steer? Very simply, Amar Rav Huna, same kilsa mekame chamirasa. Get rid of the, same means to remove. Remove the kilsa, the kal, the lenient one, the lishna kama, which is a mekel. Get rid of that one in the face of the chamirta, the more stringent one, the second Brisa, because since this is talking about an issa deraisa of owning chametz by Rabbi Yamatze, you have to be machmir. And kazayis b'makom asu l'chazek, you have to burn, and the pachos mikazayis b'makom she'ein asu l'chazek, you have to burn as well. Fine. Comes along now Rav Yosef, five lines on Rav Yosef Amar Tanai Shaklis Ma'amma Tanai. This is not just a who says that brises can't argue with each other. We have brises all the time that argue. Why does one have to be erased? Maybe it's a machlokas Tanai. So he says, I found the brises Tanai that seems to line up nicely with these two brises. What's the brisa that this is a machlok? Is about whether you get rid of it or don't get rid of it. The Tanya, the brisa says, "Hapas she'ipsha." If you have bread or matzah, rather, that went bad, that got moldy, chayv levar mipnei shuruya l'socha ulchamea b'kami isos acheres. When bread gets bad, not matzah, but bread rather, it goes bad. It's chamet, but it gets moldy. It could serve as yeast, and you could use that to now to create make other dough rise. So it has a certain function. So you don't, you can't just. It's not bittul. It's a requirement of beer. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, ba'med v'amamu. When is it true? B'mikuyam es lachila. When you've established this, you've set aside this moldy bread to eat. aval kofes or sheyachta li shiva batla. But you said, you know what? This serves as a great chair. I'm going to use this moldy bread as my chair. So then that's bittul, and you don't have to get rid of it according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Gemara is medayik now. Midamar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar batla, that when you're mevatel it, so then you don't have to burn the chametz. Michlal, the Tanakhama, it implies, according to the Tanakhama Savar, lo batla, if you, it's not bittul. Even if you are mevatel for the chair, the bittul doesn't work. Alma, kesavar, kol kezayis, af agav de mevatel, lo batel. Any kezayis of bread. Even if you're mevatel for a chair, there's no bittul. You have to burn it. So too by our case. If you have a kezayis of bread that's wedged in the crack of the bowl, even though it's asa lechazik, I want it to be part of the bowl, bittul doesn't work. So the Tanakhama is the Lishna Basra that says a kezayis afilu makom asa lechazik, you need to burn. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, no, bittul works. So therefore, kezayis in the makom asur lechazik is a bittul. There's no need for a beer, and he holds like the Lishna Kama. So that's how Rav Yosef suggests that the two brises are not really stira, it's really Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. So Gemara now says, okay, that's very nice. Amar Abai, Abai says, Amar Le Abai, Tirtzas b'kezayis. You've answered the stira with regards to kezayis. That the question whether kezayis is bittul or not bittul, whether the thing exists, that makes sense. However, what you didn't answer is, you didn't explain what's the stira, who's the machlokas tanaim, whether pachas mikazayas needs to be burned or not burned, that you haven't addressed. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. You know what? It's not really machlokas tanaim. This machlokas is really ela hava ha Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The two brises, Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, is really both the opinion, or both opinions of Rabbi Shimon Elazar. For lo kasha, there is no contradiction. So let me see outside first what's going on. We'll read the Gemara, then maybe we'll read the long Rashi. I don't know if the Rashi might be a little tricky. There are three different sections of a bowl. There's the bottom part, there are the walls, and then there's a lip on top. And this is a bowl that was used for kneading dough. So the bottom part, everybody agrees, is also the chazik. You need to keep that flat and strong because you put water in, otherwise water will leak out. So to fill the cracks in is very helpful. You need it, otherwise water falls out. Now then there are the walls. The walls, the water doesn't touch the walls. The water goes to the bottom. The walls are for the dough. When you make the dough and the dough rises, so the walls help keep the dough inside. And then there are lips on top of this bowl, which serve no function at all. So really what's going on here is, what are you calling, when the Brice calls Asa L'Chazik, are you referring to which part of the three sections? Everybody agrees the bottom is Asa L'Chazik. That you for sure need. It helps keep the water in. Everybody also agrees the top lip of the bowl is not Asa L'Chazik at all. Because it doesn't accomplish anything. It's the walls. The question is, relative to what? They're asur l'chazik, they're more helpful, needed, relative to the top. The top is unnecessary, the top of the lip of the bowl, but the walls themselves serve a function of holding the dough. But they don't serve a function to hold the water. You don't need them for the water. So they're partially necessary for the bowl. But others say, no, you call the walls ein asur l'chazik. You don't need them because since the water is not going to drip through, that's called ein asur l'chazik. So it's really a question, what are you calling asur l'chazik? That's the machlokes between the brises. But then arguing halakhically, they're arguing what you call each category. So let me read the Gemara one line, and I think we'll read Rashi, and hopefully things will come together. So if you look at the Gemara says, again, Hava ha, Rabbi Shimon al-Lazarhi. V'lo kasha, there is no contradiction between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basar. Hava makom Lisha, Hashalo makom Lisha. One's talking about the place of kneading, one's not talking, or place, talking about the place that's not for kneading. What does that mean? So look at the Rashi. Rashi, around 10 or 15 narrow lines up, Elo Hava ha, Rabbi Shimon al-Lazar, V'lo kasha, Kan b'makom lisha, kan shlo b'makom lisha. What that means is, says Rashi, Masizim basraisa, the second braisa, lo kari makom shein asur l'chazik ela makom sheino makom lisha klal. What the lisha basra refers to as a place of the bowl that's eino asur l'chazik, that's where it's not needed for anything at all, talking about the top lip, which doesn't serve any function, meaning, kagon safa el yona, the lip of the bowl, the top. About the fanos, the walls, that's kari makom asur l'chazik, that's called the bowl that you need to keep strong. So that's according to Lishna Basra. So according to Lishna Basra, even the walls is called Asur L'Chazik. Now the Kamaisa, the first Brisa, Kari Aftefanos Makom She'ein Asur L'Chazik. They call the walls the opposite. It's something that's Ein Asur L'Chazik. You don't really need. Why? V'Afagav the Makom Lishahi, even though the walls is needed for the kneading, when the dough rises, it keeps the dough inside. But still, it's called Ein Asur L'Chazik. And what's called Makom Asur L'Chazik according to the Lishna Kamra? That's Shulayim. That's the bottom, the floor of the bowl. V'Hachi Kamra. Now he puts everything together. Hachi Kamra Tanakama. B'Makom Asur L'Chazik. When the Makom is Asur L'Chazik, this is Tanakama now. Kagon Shulayim, the bottom, Shemakavim is a mine that holds the water there. Afilu Kazayis ain't over. Even if there's a kazayas there, you don't need to get rid of it because you need the kazayas to be wedged in the crack so the water doesn't fall out. That's asa lechazik. That you could leave a kazayas there. Makom she'ein asa lechazik. Mayim, an area that doesn't need to hold the water, meaning the walls could go in the funnels because the water's not going out the walls. So you don't really need the dough to be in the cracks there. That's called makom lishahi. V'la makom mayimi. That's where the dough gets needed, but not called the place of the water. Chotesiv over. If there's a kazayas there, you actually do need to get rid of it there because it's not really necessary. Upachos mi kazayas. But if there's less than a kazayas, afilu b'defanos nami inachotetz. If there's a less than a kazayas in the funnels, that's acceptable. The chaim and the mahani porti. Since there's some effect it has by being in the cracks in the walls, lichazeka isa, it strengthens the dough. Kimishifaspishin lashin shambata when you need it there. So we could tolerate a pachos mi kazayas in the cracks of the walls. Ushaloba makom lisha, what's called not makom lisha? That's kigon self el yono. That's a top that lo ari haitana midi. That's not on the radar at all because that's not needed at all. Umodahuba, he agrees. Afilu pachos mikazayis. If there's a pachos mikazayis of dough in the self el yono, lo batube because that's not accomplishing anything in the self el yono. The Tana Basa hachikamar. Now the second bias, the way they understand it is makom ha'asi lechazek isa. The area that, not that the area that's holding the water, but the area that's holding the dough is called makom asa lechazik. Could go in the funnels. Eino chotetz bepachas mekazayis. They say that if it's less than kazayis in the walls, that's acceptable. Pachinami amrim kamaisa. The kamaisa says the same thing. They agree halachically, a pachas mekazayis in the walls is acceptable. The question is, are they calling that makom asa lechazik, or are they calling that makom sheino asa lechazik? It's just a question of semantics. But in terms of allowing it, everybody agrees that kazayis in the bottom is allowed, because that's kol makom asa lechazik. Everybody agrees that pachas mikazayis in the walls is also acceptable. We're just questioning, is that called makom eino lechazik, or is that called makom ha'asa lechazik? But halachically, you could leave a pachas mikazayis in the walls. And then again, hachanami amrin b'kamaisa, it's makom she'ein asa lechazik, but if it's an area that's not needed to hold anything, it's not needed to hold the water, it's not needed to hold the dough at all, could go in self el yon, the top lip, that's chotet afa gav yoleka kazayis. Even if it's less than a kazayis, it has to get rid of. V'hachanami amrin b'kamayis. The first brisa would agree to the same thing. And a kazayis afil b'tefana. But if there's a kazayis in the walls, that's definitely a chotet. Hachanami tana kamayis. So it's a little bit tricky again how to read this all in. But halachically, everybody agree. Just to sum up, if it's in the bottom, you can even accept a kazayis. If it's in the wall, we only accept the pachas mekazayis. If it's in the saf el yonah, you need to get rid of it. And both bais are saying the same thing. They're just debating whether you call walls makom asa lechazik, or do you call makom she'ein asoi lechazik. Okay. Now the Gemara now wants to just clarify what exactly do you call the makom, shalom makom lisha. Because what we just said, makom lisha is the walls, shalom makom lisha is the lip. It's just different ways to call it a little bit more accurately. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says now five wide lines down. Amar Ravashi, lo tema, don't say that the phrase shalom makom lisha agava da'agna ela asifsa da'agna. So when you talk about what's shalom makom lisha, what's the area not needed for kneading, which is the same thing as saying the top lip of the bowl, what is that? He says, don't say that's referring to the outside of the lip, rather even the inside of the top of the bowl, that's also called shalom makom lisha. So that's where he wants to clarify how to define that term. Not the outside of the lip, but the inside of the lip. So imagine you have the bowl here. So the lip is, even though it's inside the bowl, that's called a lip. That's called lob makom lisha. Any dough stuck there you need to get rid of. Pshita, of course. That's called the safa elyon. Why would you think otherwise? So ma'ad the same of what would you have thought? Zimnan da'atif matil hasam. Sometimes the dough rises so high, it even touches the inside of the lip. Maybe that's part of the makom lisha. Kamashon, that's still called shalo b'makom lisha. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon Elazar. We pass like Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who is one who said that if you are meyached some moldy bread to be your chair, the bittul applies. You don't have to burn it. So, Aini, is that really true? V'ha Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashi, Amar Rav, imtach paneh betit batla. So the din is, if a person takes bread that went bad, and you rubbed cement, some dirt, some mud, something disgusting on it, only then is there bittul. Tach in, if you rub the mud on it, it would be bittul. Lo tach lo, if you didn't, it wouldn't. So while above, we said you have to be, simply being meyached bread for chair is enough. But here you need to actually do a maisa that makes it disgusting. So what do you need? Do you have to be meyached it? Or you have to, is it sufficient to be meyached it? Or do you even have to rub a tit on it? So Gemara says, "Man de masliha, lo masliha." No, there's whoever taught this one didn't teach that one. There's a machlokas in Nechanami. One requires tach batit. One says b'miyached besor a miyached liyeshiva is sufficient to mivat. There's a machlokas how to understand Rebbe Shimon Elazar. So Gemara then says, "Ikadami." Others say, "Amr Rav Nachman, Amr Rav, ain halacha k'Rebbe Shimon Elazar." We actually do not pass like him. That being miyached liyeshiva is not sufficient to be mevatel the bread. The Amar Rav Yitzchak Barashi, Amar Rav imtach b'tpene batit, bala, only the person rubs it with some type of mud is their bittel. But to be miyachtel yeshiva alone, that won't be sufficient. It would still require burning. So Gemara now says,
the bittel that we do today, I could be mevatel a loaf of bread. Right. How does that fit in?
You know, we would have passing like this, I guess. But the truth is, looking at the Masoros HaShas, it sounds like we accept this. Actually, tach patit is what's needed for bittel. So lemaisa, how does this apply? We say halach lemaisa, a person should get rid of it anyways. You shouldn't keep
pushing. But for me, the Oraisa, I thought we all assumed that I could be mevatel chametz.
Yeah.
So how could there be any shita, like even if we don't pass it, it's just fascinating that there could be a shita that limits my ability to be mevatel.
Yeah.
Mevatel.
I think
what's going on here actually is there's a different point here. The tach betit is a bittel, not the bittel but the chametz. Meaning I could establish this without having to do bittel. If I rub tach betit, I don't need the bittel chametz. It's another way to get rid of it. If I didn't put it, now I'm doing if I do the classic bittel chametz, that will work on anything. But this is another type of bittel, and I won't have to do the bittel chametz.
So this is clearing, like on the bowl, if because of the function of the bowl, it'll be bittel, well, and I don't have to do a special
exactly.
chametz.
Exactly. So let's say I have a chametz here. I could just rub it in mud. That accomplished the same thing as if I were to articulate bittel, bittel or Pesach. Yeah.
But this topic okay. that we're talking about now is not for the bowl, but going back to the...
Yeah, the bread. Exactly, the bread. Right.
Are we sure we're doing this as an act of bittel, or are we just doing this as an act of function? And later on, we look at, oh, it's smeared with plaster, and it's a utility item. Act of bittel, or is this the fact that just during the use of it, I'm a bottle?
I think the latter. It seemed like the latter. But I use it for a chair, so no, it's no longer chametz anymore.
And you're not
no,
doing it for Pesach.
Correct. This would be another way to circumvent the need for a bittel. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chatzai Zesim, V'chutcha Batek Beinem. Let's say you have two half a kazesim of bread. And there's a little thread of dough that connects the two together. Rowan Kol She'ilu Yinatel Chut V'nit Lanimo, Chai Levar. If I were to like pull it by the thread of dough, and they both stay attached to it, so then that means they're combined, that's a kazayis, I would have a requirement of beer. Vim lab, if I were to pull it by the thread and they just snap, then it's not connected. There's no requirement of beer in that case. Gemara says, when is this true? That this, how to establish whether they're connected or not? It's only true, says the Gemara, Amar Ula lo Amar Ela Ba'areva, if it's in a basket. Val, this is a little bit counterintuitive. Ava Babayas Chai Levar. But if you have two pieces, half kizesim, in a house, even though they're not connected, you would still have to do beer. You would combine that which is in the house more so than combine that which is in a basket, which is a little bit strange. Why would that be? My timer. So Gemara says, because if you have two half a kazesim in the house on the floor, zimnin de kanishlu, v'nafli gabe hadade, you might sweep them up, and then they'll combine. That which is in a basket or in a bowl doesn't necessarily combine. I'll throw it in the garbage and zeu. But if it's on the floor, I'm sweeping up. Could be, I'll put two half kazesim together. I have it now kazayis, so that's more problematic when they're in a house than when they're in an areva. So Amar Ula says, now that we understood that, how one connects two half a kazesim, so he asked a few different series of questions now. Amar Ula, Bayim b'marava in the Eretz Yisrael in the West, they asked the following shilas. Bayis v'aliyamahu, let's say there's a half a kazayis in your first floor and a half a kazayis in the second floor, is that closely connected enough to combine the two that you might sweep? Where people don't sweep the floors together. You sweep the top floor separately from the bottom floor, and they wouldn't combine. And mahu, what's the din? Bayis v'achsadja, bayis is a typical house. Achsadja is an outdoor type of area that has open walls. What if you have half a kazayis in the bayis, half a kazayis in the achsadja? Mahu, do you combine those two? And shnei batim zeh l'fnim zeh, you have a house in front of another house. One's in an inner room, one's in an outer room, an inner house, an outer house. Do you combine those two together? And the mahu, and the Gemara says, teku for all those three different shilas. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, Hapasa Shi'ipsha. If you have bread that went bad, it became moldy, V'nifsala milechal la'adam. So no, a person, a human being, would not eat it. It's no longer fit for human consumption. But kelev yachal achlo, but a dog would still be willing to eat it. Mitame tumas ochlin b'chabetza. So the din is, it's still considered subject to tumas ochlin, that even though a adam won't eat it, as long as it's still roi for achias kelev, it still has a din of ochel, and again, subject to lachas of tumah. However, even though it's subject to lachas of tumah, nisrefes im tmeya b'pesach. Even though we discussed a number of days ago, daf tezvav tezayin, those sugyas, we discussed about being metame chuma tahora with chuma tmeya, and you're not allowed to be metame chuma b'yadayim. That's only true if the food remains roi lachias adam. But if it's no longer roi lachias adam, even though it's roi lachias kelev, and even though the subject to tumah, with regards to being metame b'yadayim, you are allowed to be metame b'yadayim. That which is a chuma, that which is chuma nisels mi achilas adam. Look at Rashi just to say this a little bit clearer. Rashi says in nisrefes im atmeya b'pesach, eight lines up or so from the bottom, im chuma tahorahi the chevron de lachazil adam. So it's chuma tahora, but it's no longer fit for human consumption. Chevron de lachazil adam muta latame b'yadayim. You're allowed to be metame this chuma tahora. Vafilu Rabbi Yosi damar b'per kama daf yadal zulatzma zulatzma. Normally chuma tahora. The Chuma Torah cannot be combined to be burned Erev Pesach. If the Chuma Torah is Nefselos Me'achilas Adam, you can be Metami B'yadayim. So the Gemara then says, that's all true according to the Tanakhama, but according to Rabbi Nassan Amru, Ein Metami, he says, no, as long as it's still edible for the dogs, you cannot be Metami B'yadayim Chuma Torah. So the Gemara says, Kaman Azlaha, who is the author of the following Mishnah? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches, Taros, that Klal Amru B'Taros is a general rule by Taros, Kolam Yuchad La'ochel Adam Tamei Ad Shifsal Milechel L'Kel. That which was once fit for human consumption, it remains food L'Gabi Hilchos Tumah until it's no longer edible for the dog. Kaman, who is that like? Kilo de Rebbe Nassan. That's not like Rebbe Nassan. Rebbe Nassan felt that it still will be subject to the lachas of Tumas B'Yadayim. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hamyuchad loch adam, v'chal alav shem ochel, once it's fit for human consumption, it has a shem ochel. Tamei la'olam, it's always subject to tumah, v'afilu niskalka v'achilas to adam, ad shifsal me'achilas kelev. Fine. Sorry, I missaid, right. But that's what's arguing in the Tanakhama, that if it's nifsal me'achilas adam, it would not be subject to tumah, even though it's fit for kelev, for achilas kelev. So he argues on Tanakhama, and this Mishnah goes like the Tanakhama, not like Rebbe Nassan. And Gemara says, finally, we'll finish with this, and then we'll stop at the two dots. Tanya Rabbanan the Braisa teaches us as follows, that Areves Avdanim, if you have a bowl that's used by the people who work with leather, Shenasan Lasocha Kemach, they put flour sometimes with in the bowls to help with however the process of making the leather and treating the leather. If it's Toch Shlosh Yamim, if it's within 3 days, then you put the flour in, and then Pesach comes, Chai Levar, you have to burn it. The flour is still considered in its original form, and a potential problem of chametz. If it's kol m'shalosh yamim, if you put the flour in more than 3 days prior to Pesach, then ein chai levar, there is no requirement to burn it. And the reason is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says four lines up, kol m'shalosh yamim, it's more than 3 days prior to Pesach, kfar niskalkalai de reach hakli. The leather tanning places smelled so bad. So when it was in the kli for more than 3 days, the flour got so bad, it was pusel, it was nifselis me'achilis adam. V'yafa pishlo nasan latocha oros. Even though you didn't place leather in it, you just put it in the bowl. It was an empty bowl of just flour, but the stench of that bowl was so bad, after 3 days, no one would ever touch that flour, and there is no requirement to burn it. So comes along now, Amar Rebbe Nassan, b'med v'amar mu'im, this is all true, shlo nasan latocha oros, it's all true if you didn't place any leather in the bowl, aval nasan latocha oros, you put the leather in the bowl, afil toch shlosha, even within 3 days of the Pesach, ein chai levar, because the very presence of the leather, that itself would make the flour smell so bad, and that would render it nifselas me'achilas adam. And finally, Amar Rava, halacha Rabbi Nassan, we pass the Rabbi Nassan, that if the leather is there, the oros are there, it's pasul, afil yom echad, afil sha'achas, even for just a moment, you put flour in a bowl, you drop leather in it, the flour is pasul, and no need to be mevarit. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow onto the lachas of tumah of the dough stuck in the cracks. Let me do the quick review. We start off by saying, I need to get used to it, still not part of my habit yet. We start off by saying the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan about the source of Mishras, Lagabe Tam Kikr, and Mishras, Lagabe Heter, Mitzvah Fla Isser. And we back and forth, why don't you apply the din across the board called Tarkula? And we said because it's a Shei Ksum Bam Gechad, Eim Lamdim. Rabban felt it's not Shei Ksumim, you need both sources of Mishras to teach me Halach of Tam Kikr, and you need the other one to teach me Heter Mitzarif Isser. Then we spoke about the Rabbi Kiva, that Isser v'Isser of the Pasim Mikla Yasim Megefen Yanei Yochartanim, that Isser and Isser applies even Zechazem, but Isser v'Heter only applies Mevasachas. Then we discussed the rest of the time of the dough stuck between the cracks of the bowls, and the difference between us and the Chazik versus Ein us and the Chazik, Kazayis and Pachzba Kazayis, and really can't go through all the different details of that, but then we spoke at the end about being Miyashev, Miyached Li Yeshiva, that there's Bittel, and we spoke at Tach Batit, that's another way of being Bittel, and then Shnei Chatzai Zeisen that are connected by the thread in the house versus the bowl, the Bais and the Aliyah, and then finally the Pas Sheibsha, that was Nifselas Mila Achilas, Adam, and then finally the bowl of the flour and the leather. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.